He may not have won the Iditarod 4 or 5 times like some of the other mushers you might associate him with, like Martin Boozer, Rick Swenson, and Doug Swingley, but with one of the most visible sponsorships and innovative minds in mushing today, it's not hard to figure out why many people are Jeff King fans. Just 1 year after moving to Alaska from California, Jeff heard an Iditarod finish on the radio and was instantly hooked. Just a few years later, he won the Yukon Quest and ran his first Iditarod. Jeff worked on his team and within 10 years was a contender, winning his first Iditarod in 1993, his second in 1996, and third in 1998. In managing always to stay within the top 10, Jeff King is a musher that others are always watching. It was in 2004 when Jeff King modified an old idea, the sit-down sled. Many people were skeptical that a major player in the race would compete on a sled where half the weight is in the front of the musher and the other half behind him. No one was laughing, however, when Jeff came in second on his sit-down sled that he calls the Trail Dagger. I met up with Jeff in Anchorage before the race. Innovation was one of the things that we talked about.
Now, you're an Iditarod champion and an Iditarod legend, and you did really well last year. How are you hoping to do this year? It's a very tough competitive field out there.
Yeah, but I'd like to think I'm one of the toughest. I have a fantastic team, better than last year. Now I need to do as good or better job than, having the team's one thing, and I've got that figured out. Now if I can use my experience and keep from getting hit by a bolt of lightning, I think we're going to do just fine.
Great. So you expect to be one of the first out to the coast then and hope to lead the pack up all the way back to Nome?
Well, if I'm going to have a chance to win this race, you better be with the pack in the Unicleat. Statistics show that short of a major storm, which we haven't had for years, and it takes quite a storm to stop this race, but short of that, you better be on the coast with the leaders or you don't stand a chance.
You're also known for being very innovative with your sled modifications. Anything else that you've done to help improve your strategy this year?
Yeah, I've got some big changes, but I'm kind of saving them for the trail before you guys get a look at them.
All right, well, we look forward to it.
All right.
We look forward to seeing you in Nome, too.
Jeff even has his own folklore. Legend has it that when forest fires threatened his home on Goose Lake in Denali Park, he sent his family away, the dogs were taken to a safe place, and Jeff got out the fire hose and chainsaw to protect his home. With KICY Iditarod News, I'm Josh Rogers.